from the heart of the community, playing a bigger variety of music you love. This is The Sound of Salford.
Sunny days, so I meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. Wild, wild is on mine. So we go inside and we gravely read the stones. All those people, all those lives, where are they now? But with the loves and hates and passions just like mine, they were born and then they lived and then they died. So unfair, I want to cry. You, sir, throws the sundown salutation to the dawn, and you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and poems, the words you use should be around. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. There's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. Will trip you up and laugh when you fall. You say London do dusted words which could only be your own. And then produce the text from when was ripped some dizzy whore 1804. I dreaded sunny days, so let's go where we're happy and I meet you at the cemetery gates. Oh, Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dreaded sunny days, so let's go where we're wanted and I meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose, cause we're the lover wild is on the mind.
Hi, good morning and welcome to Salford on this overcast Wednesday morning. Yes, it's the 22nd of September and it's 11 Celsius and it says the weather forecast today is mostly sunny, which I certainly hope so. That was the Smiths kicking the show off with Cemetery Gates, and yet again what struck the graveyard of coaches at Salford RLFC. Yes, it's looking like Richard Marshall has lost his job, sadly, do you know what I mean? And to be honest, I don't really think you can judge him on one season, really, can you? And all COVID and all that, and there's not been a lot of games played, but, you know, they've got seven wins out of 20. It's not too bad. It's a third success. But then again, it's a results game business, and you get judged on your results. So they finished second from the bottom of the table, so exactly top of the table. When you look at the last two years, grand final appearance, Challenge Cup appearance, and then second from the bottom. Not really acceptable, is it, when you look at it that way? Do you know what I mean? So the big question is now, who will take over? Well, there's a certain few names already been thrown into the frame. Paul Rowley, Craig Bellamy, or even Big John Cartwright, the Aussie. Do you remember him? He was a half-decent coach at Salford. Did we get him another chance? I don't know. Let's see. Let the board decide. They'll push the club in the right direction. But it seems strange, really, how, you know, he's only been given a year, Marshall. I don't know. Should he have been given more time? Because two of the players are the only ones he's brought in, really, aren't they? So, I don't know. It's hard, isn't it? The times, they're changing.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Oh, the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. 'Cause the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. Oh, the times they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
And that was a great Bob Dylan with the times they are a-changing. It's like in any sport, really. Do coaches get enough time to bring their own ideas in? I don't really know. Do you know what I mean? It's a results-based sport, isn't it? So you've got to get the results before you get the time. If you don't get the results right, you don't get the time, sadly enough. You know what I mean? I hope it doesn't happen this season with my boy, Ollie. Right, let's go to last night's football results, shall we? Manchester City 6, Wickham 1. Wickham scored first. It was nearly as upset on the cards, but then City turned on the gas and just blew them away. Yes, Manchester City in the next round of the cup that they always seem to win, the Carabao Cup. Right, I remember once I was with a girl and she said to me, it's either me or Manchester United. And you know what? I really do miss her sometimes. We'll be right back.
another planet, another girl, another planet.
She must have been on another planet if she thought I was going to choose her over Manchester United. Right, put a post on yesterday about how I reckon songs should be more political, like in the 80s. And my mate over in Florida, yes, Steve Marsden, he put a song on it, just reminded me, 1 in 10, what a belter. So, do you know what, Steve, all the way in Florida, this one's for you, mate. was a bit of UB fire with 1 in 10 going all the way to Florida. I'm going to give you the weather check here, Steve. It's spitting. If you don't know what it's spitting, it means it's like starting to rain. It's just another word for it. Right, got some news about Salford lad. Yes, Paul Eaton from the beautiful South. Has he put his boozing up for sale? Yes, I don't know, but I'm going to look into it. He first found fame in the House Martins and he took over the King's Arms in Bloom Street in 2011, but there's rumours going round that the Grade 2 listed pub, which is also a popular theatre and music venue, is back on the market for £75,000. This is according to pub specialist Sydney Phillips. But a spokesman for Paul has denied it, saying it was on for 6 months, but then it's been withdrawn. So I don't know, do you know what I mean? Will he or won't he sell it? I hope he doesn't, because it's great to have a pop star in Salford, isn't it, really? You know what I mean? We love Paul Eaton. So I'll tell you that. On that note, we're going to play a bit of the beautiful South.
From the bottom of my pencil case, I love you in the songs I write and sing. Love you because you put me in my rightful place. And I love the PRS checks that you bring. Cheap, never cheap, I'll sing your songs till you're asleep. When you've gone upstairs, I'll creep and write it all down, down, down. Oh, Shelley, oh, Deborah, oh, Julie, oh, Jane. I wrote so many songs about you, I forget your name. Forget your name.
Jennifer, Allison, Philippa Sue, Deborah, Annabelle Sue.
I forget your name.
Jennifer, Allison, Philippa Sue, Deborah, Annabelle Sue.
I forget your name.
Upon the tears you weep, so cry, love it, cry, 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 cry. Oh, Kathy, oh, Addison, oh, Philippa, oh, Sue. You made me so much money, I wrote this song for you.
I wrote this song for you.
Jennifer, Addison, Philippa, Sue.
For you, I wrote this song for you.
wrote this song for you.
And that is for whoever you want it to be. If you ever, if you're sat on your own and you're listening to the sounds of Salford now, that song is for you, and thanks for listening. Right, someone who is listening down at ITV, my old mate Ian Archer. Yes, he works at ITV, doing all the stuff for Coronation Street and all that, you know what I mean? So he's in with them all. Anyway, I asked him to do a little bit of printing for me the other day, so he did it. Guess what he sent me? Yes, a signed picture of Jeremy. You know Jeremy, who used to do that show? Jeremy Kyle, is it? Yeah, Jeremy Kyle. That's the one. Oh, so thanks very much for that, Archie. I'm going to play you the song, because you always go to the concerts, and you're just always there. You're always going to be forever young. So there's only one song I can play, isn't there, mate? Was forever young, going out there to my old mate Ian Archer. Yes, we used to be kids together in Old West. When I say Old West, it was Coronation Street West. You had like West Winford Street, Kirkham Street, New River Street. My mate Trotty lived over the road in Stowell Street. Oh, it was just great times, you know what I mean? It was all little kids, and how times change. It's just mad, isn't it? You know, one minute you like go to school at 10 years old, next minute you're clocking on for your 60s. That's what they tell me. You know, calm down. Nearly 60. Nah, ain't going to happen, you know what I mean? Long time dead, so what do you say? Right, I'll give a special shout out today to Gary Neville. Yes, Gary Neville, the footballer, the football pundit. He's helping kids from a disadvantaged background and he's giving them a real chance in life. He's, to me, he's a proper role model. Him. Do you know what I mean? He said he got the idea from Marcus Rashford, and between them, they're a credit to our club, Manchester United. Just wish everyone could be like that. It'd just be a great world, wouldn't it? Do you know, if everyone would help each other. Instead of standing on people and getting to the top, I just wish there was a New England, do you know what I mean? Where everyone helps each other and just, you know, that's how it should be. That's life, innit? Right, only a short show this morning, but no matter what you're doing in Salford, no matter where you're listening around the world, do us a massive favour. Make sure you take care. I'm going to finish off with a classic, Kirsty MacColl, New England.
I wish you could.